Namaste, my name is Uwe Simra, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about quotes Aldous Huxley. He is genius, I can say not any. I thought I never have heard him, but I have heard him, but never have read anything, but I will do so. He is so beyond of all of us, my God. People will come to love their oppressions, to adore the technologies that under their capacities to think. Because then they don't undo the capacity to adore the technologies that undo their capacity to think. They get everything from the media, no? And that they laugh, no? And for what is thinking God? If I think differently, I get bullied. So I said, yes, 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 yes. The victim of mind manipulation does not know that he is a victim. The victim of mind manipulation does not know that he is a victim. To him, the walls of his prison are invisible and he believes himself to be free. Bob Proctor said something. 90% of the people think that they can think, but they cannot think for them freely. And then the next 5% think that they can freely think, but they can't do either. And the rest 5% can think freely. Out of the box. And they make mostly also the money. No? Medical science has made such a tremendous progress that there is hardly a healthy human left. If I say such things, they ban me on YouTube. Think this over. What is the biggest business in the world? This is the industrial processed food business. And who owns this industrial processed food industry? The pharmaceutical industry. You see, I went 30 years ago in India, everybody was healthy, and today the same rate for cancer, the same rate for heart attack, and the same rate for diabetes. And I've seen 90 years old and 100 years so healthy, and my God, from the Brahmin caste. Because they don't eat any meat now. So why? Everything is gone. So 20 years I was admirer of the strong people from Nepal. Today I'm stronger than them. With 67 years old. And I have met it. And I've shown it. They have no chance anymore against me. Most of them not. And before I had never a chance against them. This is just the food industry with the pharmaceutical. The deepest sin against this human mind is to believe things without evidence. You cannot believe anything without evidence. And today, the politicians bring assumptions and sell them as trueness. You just have to hear, for instance, Trump. He's lying all the time, every second sentence at least. But you say, yes, yes, he's Trump, because you are a rep. No? Never have so many been manipulated so much by so few. 100% true, because they don't want to think. Everything is true on Facebook or on the social media, what is controlled through censorship. No? The greater part of the population is not very intelligent, dreads responsibility and desires nothing better than to be told what to do. Provided the rules do not interfere with its material comfort and its cherished beliefs, it is perfectly happy to let itself be ruled. The propagandist's purpose is to make one set of people forget that certain other sets of people are you. I'm not a Jew, no? And the people from the Gaza Strip after the Zionists are not humans, even not animals, so they can kill them. If you hear the Adolf Hitler speeches and the speeches of Netanyahu and the Zionists, I say Zionists, I have quite a lot of Jewish friends, okay? I said Zionists, not Jewish, okay? Then it's absolutely the same. They have copied his speeches. Facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored. Facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored. Experience is not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. This you have to understand. You experience something and afterwards you become a little bit a wiser, or you discard the experience. And the second thing is what you, also that you build up your wisdom through your own experience. Reality cannot be ignored except at a price. And the longer the ignorance is persisted in, the higher and more terrible becomes the price that must be paid. You see this with the economy, politics, from the Democrats, with the tariffs, and now the bond market is breaking together and all the other things. I don't know any expert who will not, who have not said it will crack down altogether. But this is ignored. There's only one corner of the universe you can be certain of improving, and that's your own self, okay? This poor elite directly employs several millions of the country's working force in its factories, offices, and stores, controls many millions more by lending them the money to buy its products, and through its ownership of the media, of mass communication, influences the thoughts, the feeling, and the action of virtually everybody. The parody, the words of Churchill, never have so many been manipulated so much by few. Today they check on Facebook how you look and for what are you looking, and they see it on your smartphone and what you like to, and so they can manipulate you to 100%. And they find out even after 5 or 10 minutes if you are gay or heterosex. They know everything from you. And then they give you the right advertisement to buy their products. Okay, dictators can always consolidate their tyranny by an appeal to patriotism. Dictators can always consolidate their tyranny by an appeal of patriotism. Not only North Korea had done it so. Hitler or the others. It's just all the time the same thing. Most ignorance is invincible ignorance. We don't know because we don't want to know. We don't know because we don't want to know. You see, you speak about climate and blah blah CO2 and so on. I cannot say anything more. I don't believe in such things, and I can prove that this is a total fact. I'm an engineer, and okay, this is the same thing. You have to repeat what the media are telling you. The question of the next generation will not be one of how to liberate the masses, but rather how to make them love their servitude. People often ask me what is the most effective technique for transforming their life. It is a little embarrassing that after years and years of research and experimentation, I have to say that the best answer is just be a little kinder. I see it differently. check yourself every minute, your feelings, and so on. And then you know something more from yourself, then you know your drives, and so on. Make the unconsciousness consciousness. Love casts out fear, but conversely, fear casts out love. Love casts out fear, but conversely, fear casts out love. You have fear to lose your lover, and so then the fear is bigger than your love. This is quite normal. And not only love, fear also casts out intelligence. When you're afraid, you are, cannot think clearly anymore. Fear is a bad guide, that we're saying in Germany. Cast out goodness, 100%. Cast out all sorts of beauty and truth. Yes, it cannot be true. And deny, for instance, that you're terminal ill. Everybody do this denials, also me. If most of us remain ignorant of ourselves, it is because self-knowledge is painful and we prefer the pleasure of illusion. Okay, thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.